free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in. Come on, church. He whom the Son sets free is free. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free indeed. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say, so I wrote these words. I wrote these words. Come on, Bob, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Tell me why. Spirit of the Lord is here. Hey! Now you be free. Just say free indeed. Say
Jesus. Yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will come to you with different subjects, different subject matters about talking about Jesus, not about ourselves. And yes, no matter how sinful you are and how broken you may be, Jesus loves you and Jesus wants and is able to transform your life. And it doesn't matter how big, how small, you know it is. You know the saying, sin is sin. But Jesus can forgive you of your sins and heal you of your wounds and change your entire direction of your life. And you can begin to walk and follow a righteous God. Oh, yes. Following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. The moment you meet Jesus, I'm talking personal meeting, he immediately gives you the privilege to do the most important thing that any one of us could ever do, and that's tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Yes, that he'll heal you. Yes, that he'll save you. Yes, that he'll transform your mind. And yes, he will elevate you to a part and a place in your life that you are acceptable and pleasing, not in man's sight, but in his sight. So we ask you to join the movement of let's talk about Jesus, that we can lead many people to Christ, that we may sow seeds into others, that they may become harvest, that we will now take our personal responsibility and embrace the privilege to follow him and to share that love, that message, that we can all do it. God came, God gave, and God sacrificed for each and every one of us, that we should shout with the voice of triumph, Jesus is Lord. Welcome again, family, to this broadcast of us coming together and getting on one accord, getting together and saying, you know what? When we talk about Jesus, we're going to recognize principles that we should be activating in our lives, that we are now being about our Father's business and doing what God called us to do, and also being a part of the movement of sharing God's love. Oh yeah, we have to share his love if we ever want to be children of God. We have to share his love if we ever want to be products of his love. Tonight we're going to be talking about the differences between people. Oh yes, we're talking about Jesus, and it'll round itself up and you'll see how we come together. And we're going to invite you to come on board and talk Jesus also. But at this point, we're going to say, well, what type of people are you talking about, Pastor E? Well, there's three types of people. Yes, there's three types of individuals, of leaders and followers and destroyers. But there's also three types of people in how we react to this world. Number one, and this would be the number one stage that all of us should want to be, is what? I thank you, somebody, for answering that. But that is the number one type of person that you would like to be, is a thinker. The number two way of the world and the way we take in information is through feelings. So you got thinkers, you got feelers. Then you have actors. What's an actor? An actor is someone who just acts out situations and then thinks about it. And then thinks about it, then feels about it. See, that's an implosion of a situation. You know, the enemy wishes to deposit his nature on us. He wants pride. He wants doubt. He wants fear to be in charge of each and every one of us. And the only person of that, let me show you this, is that he wants us to destroy ourselves. He has no power to destroy. He has no power to give life. He has no power to kill. But he can take away your positioning in God to be alive in God. Oh, no, there's no mixing the two. There's no trying to make a gumbo with all of the additives of the world and God. No, it will be only God's way, or it will be only the world's way. In James 1 and in chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, when the enemy can keep your mind here and keep it there, you're not solid on this, you're not confirmed on this, you're not confident in that, then you become what the Bible has just said, a double-minded man. And it didn't give you any leeway. It made it very specific that you are unstable in all of your ways. So we have to make some changes in our lives and recognize that we cannot do, we cannot hear it, we can't see it, and we can't do it unless it's led by the truth and not the world. We know that in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 that the adversary blinds the mind. That's what the Word of God says. Paul is teaching the Corinthians, the church of Corinthians, and telling them that the enemy is there trying to blind your mind. He's trying to trick you. He's trying to fool you to not believe in a God that can heal you, to not believe in a God that can transform you, to not believe in a God that loves you. Oh, yes, that's his main objective. And we have to know that in being patient, in being humble, and being obedient is when we pay attention to being effective Christians, purpose Christians, to also pray to be effective, and to know that when we pray, what 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, pray without what? Ceasing. So we have to get a relationship with God that does not cease. It does not go away. It does not end. It does not finish. But it should always be in a beginning state. Because see, when you know God, oh, come on now. When you know God, you know how to love God. You know how to talk to God. You know how to listen to God. And most importantly, you know how to worship God. See, when we separate ourselves from logic and facts, when we separate ourselves from logic and facts, when we separate ourselves from logic and facts, it lets me know that I'm following faith, which is rebellion to logic and facts, and walking by my what? Spirit and not my sight. See, walking by faith is that I'm starting to trust God in my spirit so I can walk on the outside by faith and know that what I'm doing because I'm called to do it. I know that I'm predestined. Come on, somebody tonight say, I am predestined to think like God, to act like God, and then feel like God, to now let my feelings turn into my belief, and now I have a purpose in life. Oh, my God. Knowing that I'm operating through the system of integrity. We have intensified faith. We resist distractions. We take authority and we remain connected to God. Oh, come on, children of God. Say, I know God. I love God. I talk to God. I listen to God. And I worship God. Then you got to learn to stand with God. And then you have to always, come on, write this down. Celebrate God. Number one, know God. Number two, love God. Number three, talk to God. Number four, listen to God. Number five, worship God. Number six, stand with God. And number seven, celebrate God. See, whatever you embrace as the truth, it will maintain your attention. Whatever you embrace as truth, it will take away your distract. It will distract you. Whatever you embrace as truth, it will lead you and it will guide you. That's why we say thinkers take time to think. They ask questions. Feelers, they just act off emotions. The five senses. I did. Why you do that? Well, it felt good. But in the end, was it good for you? No, your senses, your five senses, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and touching, those five senses will always lead you wrong because they are of the what? Flesh. Those are those members that we have to always separate ourselves from. Why? Because we want to know God, love God, talk to God, listen to God, worship God, stand with God, and watch, celebrate God. It's time for us to really embrace the celebration of God. Not the pity party that the enemy would love us to stay in, not settling for what we know we're worth more of. See, we got to set spiritual goals as thinkers. Oh, yeah, thinkers. We ask questions. We set goals. We have a list on the board that we follow. We know that when we intensify our faith, we're starting to speak those things into existence. I'm speaking over my business that it will flourish in 2019 like never before. We made a declaration and decree this morning that we will service every state in the United States before the end of 2019. Now, y'all come on and get on board now and put in an order and let me service your state so we can get you out the way. My Jesus. No, you ain't got to spend a bunch of money. Buy one shirt. See, it went, and watch this, and I'm believing we're going to do awesome, tremendous orders. But don't you know we ship across the world? You can get whatever you want from Ease Tees for You, and we'll mail it to you, and you'll get it right at your front door. Don't let the distance be a reason that we're not supporting each other. Don't let the miles get in the way that we're not supporting each other. Because if we don't support each other, what are we going to do? We're just going to fill it out. Well, it felt good, but it was no good. Then we acted out. Why'd you do that? Because I can do what I want to do. Nobody can tell me nothing. See, that is a lie. Because if we're not willing to be obedient, humble, and patient, we're walking by the world's way. And now we're feeling first. Now we're letting pride come in. That's our actions. And now we're letting fear come in because we're not willing to think God's way. We're trying to think our own way. Enough is enough. Come on, say it. Enough is enough. I will not be defeated. I will not be torn down. I won't be in self-destruction mode anymore. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to live it according to the power that worketh in me. Shout, somebody, that I'm going to work by the power that works in me. You should have been on Let's Talk Jesus. On Wake Up, Get Up, and Move with Your Purpose this morning, because we are on a mission to talk about how we change the way we think immediately. Not just for one vote, immediately. It's something that we do to gain positioning, is we get rid of our thoughts and we embrace his thoughts. We don't think about the things that we used to think about. We don't talk about the things we used to talk about. What we do is we pay attention to the Spirit of God and his word, and you cannot go wrong. Oh, thank you. I heard that in the Holy Spirit. You said, I will not go wrong. See, that's speaking into existence. I want you to take a moment right now, and I want you to say, what is the most important thing that you can say to yourself to get you out of the situation you're in? Oh, no, I know you're full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I know you this. I know you that. No, but in your circumstance right now, we ain't perfect. What can you say to yourself that will change the way you think about yourself? 5, 4. 2, 1. I dare everybody on this broadcast to share this broadcast with somebody. Tell them you need to be on here. This brother here is talking some stuff that we all need to hear, including him. See, we act out, and then depression comes because then we think about it. Man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, here comes the feelings. Oh, they don't like me. Oh, they're talking about me. Oh, I look bad. Oh, I made a fool of myself. I won't be a blooming idiot no more in my life. I will not let nobody make me act a fool no more in my life. I will, watch this, be held accountable to God's purpose, plan, and protection over my life, because I speak it over my life right now. I speak into existence in my life right now. I speak fullness in all the dead areas of my, somebody, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. You out there doing the same thing. Speak it, touch yourself and heal yourself. I have to share this because this is just a dynamic testimony. But one of our covenant partners, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, this blew me away. Because when she told me what she did, I said, oh, that sounds like something I would do. See, we just alike. We ain't got to be the same name. We are just alike. She said she was laying there in the prep room, and she preached a mini sermon to the doctors and the nurses that were about to perform the procedure on her. You don't you know that she spoke into existence her healing? She spoke into existence that they would become saved. That they was not coming in there contaminated. They weren't coming there full of no mess. She spoke a word of the Holy Ghost, and anything that was not of God was removed. My God. And today she's standing successful in all procedures. She's standing there successful. of her healing. She's standing there successful because she's telling somebody else that if they call on the name of Jesus, they shall be saved. See, that's when you think godly, because you know now how to act godly. Now you know how to lift your hands and feel godly. And now you know how to believe godly, because it's all about God. Come on, somebody slap yourself. Slap yourself tonight and say, you know what? I am going to change some things about me. I thought I had it all together. But the good thing about that is that we never have it all together. We just work on getting it together. That's going to catch up to you in a minute. But when you're working on getting it together, that means you're always at work. It's never, you're never off. It's never over. It's never finished. You are always at work because you want to be what God has purposed, my God, for me. Oh, yes, I'm selfish. I'm all about me and what I could get from God and how I could. No, I'm not. I am testifying that if I speak, watch this, a word to God, the Bible says it will not return to him void. He's looking for you to get his word and speak life into it, that it comes back to him with life. He's waiting for us to take the words from the Logos letter, but taking it to the spirit and now move by what he said and not what was written. See, when you're worried about who wrote it, you ain't believing in God. You still try to prove, have facts and logic that is right. Oh, yeah, that's thinking the world's way, because now you just want to move off feelings. And see, now, watch this. The difference of it is, and I tell you this before, is that when you work God's principle, his way, he now explodes out of you and he transforms everything you do. Every movement, every consistent move that you make is now devised because your thinking is set on him. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Start thinking that you're that. Start thinking it. I don't care what it is that you're dealing with. Start thinking it right now, and I guarantee you, you will change. Oh, yeah, you'll get new ideas. You'll get new motivations. You'll get new purpose in your life because you now have changed yourself. Don't write that down for next week. You better do it right now. God is calling us to get more rapid about our time. God is calling us to get about our Father's business in our time. God is sick and tired of waiting on us trying to use his time to do what we want to do with it instead of giving him all of our time, all of our effort, all of our attention. Everything is, God deserves it all. You know that song, you deserve it. Everything I have. You deserve it. No, don't even put a name on it. Just say whatever. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Give it all to him. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah. You better give him a shout tonight and say, my praise is yours. My hallelujahs are yours. My everything is yours. And don't you know that when God is the source of your everything, you start to see everything in God. Now you know why it's there. Now you know why you have it. Now you know why you've been put in that position. Now you know why you have that much authority. Now you know why you have that much say-so. Now you know why you have that much grace and that much favor to do what God has called us to do. Let's talk about Jesus. I want to share a scripture, and then we're going to open the lines, give you an opportunity to get on the board. Let's talk about Jesus, not just Pastor E. Preaching a word. You're not here just to listen to me. We want to talk. I want you to talk. I want you to get involved. Last week went dynamic. Prophet Dwayne came in. Pastor Dwayne came in. I think you know Minister Terry. That's my secretary. That's my. She said she saw me at Leimert Park today. She said, no, next year I'm doing the booth. I'm doing the table. Amen. We're going to do that. We're going to be out there early. We're going to be set up, and we're going to sell everything. God blessed us today. We sold some shirts, but we also gave away some shirts. God said bless. There was a young lady there, and the gentleman who was hosting, they asked somebody, if you have a past due bill in your purse, we talk about Jesus. Watch this. If you have a past bill in your purse, bring it now, and we're gonna cash app you. Ooh, Jesus. You would have thought a million people would have ran up there, but this one girl came out and said, "Here, look, here it is." Well, it wasn't hers. It was her sister's. And she gave it to him, and here's the sister with the baby cane. And they blessed her. They tripled it. Then the move of God rushed, and people just started putting $20 in her hand. And the girl started crying. And she said, and she looked at her sister, and she said, "I can't take these people money." And her sister said, "Yes, you can, because God is real. This is for you. Do not." And I whispered, and I said, "Receive. Receive, just like it was freely given, freely receive." Do you know that young lady was blessed because someone thought like Jesus, that somebody acted like Jesus, and somebody felt like Jesus? Acceptable. When you give, you can't give with a thought that you're about to receive something back. When you offer, you can't have a hidden agenda that you know you're going to get this back in return. No. When you give somebody something, don't expect them to give you something, even when you may need them. It's not because you expected of them, because you ain't going to never do bad again. You are always going to be purposed, because you're going to speak into your own life by thinking like God, by acting like God, and by feeling like God, so you can believe like God. You have to change the way you think and the way you act and the way you take in information, and you have to let it God's will be done. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 17, verse 23. No, let's back to 20. I'm sorry, 20. John chapter 17, verse 20. It says, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, and I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me. For you loved me before the what? Foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love which with you love me may be in them and I in them." See, family, when you, watch this, have been anointed by Jesus, he says he's prayed for them, not just for those alone, but also for those that will believe me through their word. See, every word that we receive from everyone that has given it, he sent it, that we could all have a right, that we could all receive it and get revelation, and then change our lives, change our wicked ways, change the way we talk, change the way we walk, change the way we treat each other, change the way how we operate a business, change everything we do, because we're not doing it our way, but we're actually doing it God's way. It's so important, family, that we think godly, act godly, feel godly, and believe godly. My Jesus, and we can do it. We're going to continue this broadcast. We're going to continue going higher. We're going to continue blessing the Lord with all our soul, but we're going to continue encouraging one another that you can do it. Come on, let's talk Jesus, because he's what? In us. Because he prayed for us to receive through his word. And today is your day of victory. Today is your day of no limit. Today is your day of no capacity. Because he says exceedingly, abundantly above all you can think or ask is what you have the ability to receive. Not because you deserved it. No, he deserved it. You deserve it. Not me. It's not my will. It's his will. It's not my way. It's his way. And we have to be so so dedicated in giving God what he deserves. Not just a song. Oh, yeah, he deserves some praise and some worship. He definitely does. And we have to definitely give it to him. Because he deserves it. But it's our responsibility. Take on your mantle. Take on your new job assignment. To take this to another level of praise. Take this to another level of worship. And remember, it's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Come on, dial one. Come on in the conversation. Let's talk Jesus. We're going to have a song break. I already knew Minister Terry would be number one. I'm giving her the number one, the record for number one. Amen. Let's talk Jesus with Minister mm-hmm. Terry. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, my beautiful family. I tell you, Pastor E and all the listeners, God is good. I really enjoy this word you're sharing tonight, and I wrote all of that down. We got to know him, love him. We got to talk to him, listen to him, worship him, stand with him,
right.
Celebrate him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, Jesus, you said something there. We have to just let the word give life. Life our way. When you were saying that, I was thinking about, I started thinking about, I tried my way, and I know I'm not by myself, and it didn't work. Jesus, I can't help but praise him. I can't help but thank him. I can't help but thank him for his word. The more of his word I read and meditate on it and let it just be abide in me and him and me, I tell you, it changed me. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, nothing else. I couldn't do it. My mom couldn't do it. My siblings. His word has changed my heart. It changed the way you look at others, how you love others, unconditional love. I can't help but praise him. I tell you, Pastor E. And yes, I'm looking forward to that booth next year because I was looking at you guys over there in Lambert Park, and all I could say was glory to God. I was telling sis, I said, they're doing a mighty thing out there. And glory to God for the young lady that her bills were paid because I was just speaking to my grandnieces that's here. I was telling them, God loves a cheerful giver. No matter what you have, you can just draw me a picture of your hand and give that to me, because that's giving from your heart. So when people give, people have to give from their heart. You don't have to say, I'm just going to give this. Give from your heart. And all of me, God gets all the glory. It doesn't go
That's
to
right.
the person who's receiving it. God receives all the glory. I tell you, let's talk Jesus.
Let's talk Jesus.
I get excited about him, too, because I know he has changed my life, and he will do it. He'll do it for any of us when we let him. We have to let him. Let him into
yes, he
our
will.
Life.
Yes, he will.
Yeah,
Ooh,
let
Jesus.
Him. That relationship. We have to have that relationship with him. We have to spend time with him, just him. We got to get our relationship with him before we can get any relationship, period. I mean, in your family relationship, your love relationship, before you have a relationship, you have to really have your relationship with him. And I know this personally because now I know him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can't help
Hallelujah.
But
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. God bless you, man of God. I tell you,
bless
I love
you, too.
Family.
Love you,
Amen.
Too. Area code 858, last 4-2-3-5-9. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hey, the Most High be with both of you, always and forevermore. I just want to say that first. This is Ali calling out of San Diego, California right now.
Yes, sir.
And I just,
oh, yeah, we know.
And I just, I just want to say, the Most High is a giver. He never was a seller.
That's right.
And sometimes, just like the young lady, I'm going to say young lady because that's why I'm going to respect you as, a lot of times when you give from your heart, you can get creative because Jesus said you can do greater things than he. So when you give from your heart, sometimes, I can't wait, Pastor E, for Valentine's or when they make heart-shaped candies or heart-shaped cookies and stuff like that because I give that to people letting them know it's coming from my heart and it's shaped as a heart, you know.
Man.
And so that's what we got to do. But I also want to say this, and I ain't going to keep too long because I know you want to move on and you already done fired the house up already.
go right ahead, brother.
Listen, you know, the Most High works right away, right away. And it all depends on if the person that's receiving wants that right away answer, right away, pure right away, not nothing prayer. You know, they got people that pray later. They got people that pray now. See, what we need, we're looking for people that pray without ceasing. Not pray later, not pray now, not pray tomorrow, not let's meet and pray. Pray without ceasing. That's what they're missing.
That's right.
You know, and they have to get to that. The Most High is all greatness, and you can get delivered from everything that you hear other folks, the new beginners that finally find God, or some of the people that's been in the church for 30 years that's still looking for God. They ain't been delivered for some reason.
Mm.
And the Most High is a delivering God.
Yes, he is.
And so,
oh, my God.
And so all these things that we seeing in this world today, we should have already been delivered from, you know, from the day one. I don't go through nothing, Pastor E, at all. Nothing that these people go through on the streets and in society and worrying and complaining. I don't do that no more. I got delivered from that 20 years ago.
My God.
So sometimes people, they look at me, they say, well, you act like you were, you know, a saint or you a statue. No, no, no. I received what the Most High gave me, which was peace inside of me. I talk to myself because I love myself, and I know the Most High is there when I talk to me. He's in me.
Mm.
I've done that.
Come on now.
I don't want no more problems. I didn't want no more fake friends. I didn't want no more fake love and all that stuff. So I let go and let God. And people don't understand when they hear let go and let God. They repeat that because they hear other people in churches or other ministers say that, and it sound good. But let go and let God is not for a sound good. It's for
yes.
receiving. I live on
yes.
the inside. I live on the inside. I don't live on the outside. You understand? And so we got to learn how to do that. It's real easy and quick. The Most High comes quickly.
Oh, I like that. That's just quick. It don't take forever.
Quick. Don't take forever. And that's why I'm delivered. Thank you so much, Pastor E.
God.
I appreciate
man,
you.
Bless you, man. You guys are gonna be hearing from Minister Ali, man, real soon. What date we have?
We got February 11th.
February 11th, yes. Let's Talk Jesus. My brother gonna be in live with me, so we're gonna have a good time, man. Bless you, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, now we still got a few more minutes. If you want to talk Jesus with me, go ahead and dial one. We want to hear from you. Give you an opportunity to get into the boardroom. Starting in February, the bus process is, I'm giving a warning for my covenant partners. You don't have to dial one. I'm just going to throw you under the bus when it's time to talk Jesus. But we want to give you an opportunity tonight to dial one. I know some of you may be at work still and doing some other things that you can't actually talk, but we appreciate you being here tonight. I want you to know that this is about us growing, and this is about us elevating to a level that we can be really accountable. I want to pray tonight for my covenant partners that the stuff that's going on in your life right now, I'm glad you dialed one. The stuff that's going on in your life right now, God is already a fixer. God is already a redeemer. God is already putting in place planned action that you're going to be prosperous and going to be doing the things that you desire to do, and you're going to be able to do it your way. Area code 323, last 42161. Let's talk Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's talk Jesus, Pastor E. I love
hey.
You. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm so glad to be on this show. I've been missing. And you know what? Since I've been missing this show, it seemed like the devil had been trying to ride me. But, you know, I got a taste of Jesus. I'm pumped up now. I'm pumped up. Like, I feel like nothing can stop me. So I'm just keeping on praising, praising, praising. I press one just to let you know that I'm in good spirits.
Amen.
And I feel good. And your talk that you gave me the other morning, It pumped me up. It really did. So I'm on the move for Jesus. I know God is good. I know He's able. I know
yes,
He's going to
he
take
care
Hallelujah. Of me. I'm not worried about nothing. But I still need you and my covenant partners to pray for me.
Yes.
As always, I need prayer. I need much prayer. You already know what I need prayer for. And it's just a blessing to be here and to be on this line with you guys. I just
Amen.
Wanted to check in.
Okay, amen. Well, we're going to pray right now. Hold on. Heavenly Father
amen.
God, we first of all thank you that we stand here by faith. We stand here in total agreement, 100% that you are in control. So, Lord, we thank you right now that you are taking over Carolyn's life. That, Lord, as she's surrendering
thank
her
you.
All, as she's drawing near to you, Lord, that you are taking over
yes.
completely. You are fixing the broken. You are refilling the empty, and you are repairing the destroyed. You're removing anything out of her life that is not pleasing to you and pleasing to her. We thank you that the word
yes.
that is spoken into her life, she's now speaking into her own life, that she can do it,
yes.
that she is prosperous, that she is what God called her to be, and she is doing what you have instructed her to do. So, Lord, we thank you today that for every bit of energy that has been drawn and sucked out of her, that you replace it right now. For every negative word that has been spoken through her ear gate, you block it now that not another word enters. But for every word that got in, we bind it here on earth that is bound in heaven. We loose the Holy Spirit from heaven here on earth that she is free and free and free and free and free in deed, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit that dwells in her now. So we thank you. That is done. We thank you. And in a victorious cry, we say hallelujah and thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus, for delivering
hallelujah.
Us this day. And in Jesus' name we pray, we are free in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Bless
amen.
You. Bless you. Amen.
Thank
Come on.
You,
anybody else gone? Dial one. Come on in. Pastor Dwayne Collins, how are you up there in Wisconsin? You too cold to talk tonight?
No, man, I'm just listening in. I'm just listening in, man, because you started off, man, with the he prayed that we become one like the
yes.
Father. And that's what we have to come. We got to become one like the Father. And I like the way you put it, well spoken, with the scripture. And if we look into the scripture, it never talks about a denomination. See,
come on
we got to be like the Father. The Father didn't have no denomination. He didn't have – the Father did what he wanted to do. And he said, greater things that we can do. He didn't say
Ooh,
follow
Jesus.
Behind your denomination. He said follow behind him. If we can come together, we can grab that concept of being one. He said he prayed for us to be one another like the Father. If we can grab that concept and really accept that, we can do greater things. There would be no poverty. There wouldn't be no lack. There wouldn't be no famine. There wouldn't be – the world would be a change. The world would be almost like heaven. That's what he said. He wanted to bring his kingdom on earth. That my kingdom be done on earth as is in heaven. And then we get on one accord and be just at one. He always talk about one. He always talk about one. We know that the body is one. We know that the mind is one. We know it's got identity. We know it got different identities. It got different jobs to do. But the body always will be as one. And if we can get that concept to be as one, we can do greater things.
Man, we're getting closer. We're getting closer.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but we got to get closer before he come back.
That's
the
right.
thing. He said he's coming back. So we got to be, we don't want to be caught up. We don't want to be caught up without him. He said he's coming back. He's coming back, but he wants us to be ready. And how did it be ready? If we come together and just be one. We can get rid of our difficulty. If we can come together as one, don't you know there's no racism? Because the racism starts out of the church. If the body of Christ can be coming together as one, that's no racism. That's no black, no white, no Chinese, no Jew. That's none of that. We all become one because we don't look at each other's ethnicity. We don't look at each other's background. We don't look at each other's color. We just look at the Holy Spirit. We look at the Father. And that's that. I like the way you put that scripture. That's what he said. We got to be like mind, one body, one soul.
One everything, man.
One, yeah. So
yes,
I like
sir.
The way you put it. And I'm just sitting back, man. I'm just listening to it because, you know, sometimes hey, we don't know in our own mind, in our own, we become procrastinators, you know. knowing that, yeah, we do this, but do this, but at the same time, sometimes we become procrastinating because he said he wants us to show the love. He wants us, because everything in Christ, everything was in Christ, and he's trying to get everything in us. So we procrastinate. We say we love, but yet we don't love.
Man.
We say we're together, but we're not together.
Come on.
We're not complete in him. We're not complete in him, so we have some parts of dismissed and old timers. You know what I'm saying? So I just appreciate you sharing that word with me, man. I'm just laying back, listening to the comments and just, you know, at the same time, listening to the Holy Ghost and just listening to what God's saying in this season.
Right, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Man of God. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Tell Pastor Ann I said hi.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come on. Somebody else. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. I got to get somebody down there in Baton Rouge to show her how to unmute that phone. I'm going to keep her. I think she hung up. She'll call back in and we'll get her on and let her talk about Jesus as we get ready to close. Now, you still got a couple more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. Come on in here and let's talk Jesus. Amen. Well, family, we're still in consecration. We're still in fasting mode. Area code 323, last 4-4-8-6-6. You're live. Come on, let's talk Jesus.
Praise God. I missed the first half of the show, but I'm still praising God. Tessie, I wanted to give prayer. Shamar has a job interview tomorrow for a new position at FedEx. And I want to just send a prayer for him.
Amen.
That God give him favor on that new position that he's applying for tomorrow.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord, as we come together on one accord. Lord, we reach our hands towards Shamar right now. Mighty man of God, we know he loves you. So, Lord, we thank you that you've already set the stage, that you've already put it in place. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. We just thank you, Lord, that we can lift our hands as it shows fruition here in the earthly realm. But, Lord, we thank you that you open up doors, Lord, that you make new positions. And, Lord, you give him new ideas and witty inventions, Lord, that he continues to grow in his own life, that, Lord, he becomes what you've called him to be, a beacon, a light, and a minister of your word. So, Lord, open the door of opportunity for him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give him the desires of his heart because he desires to serve you. We glorify you today that it's done. We glorify you that it's finished. And we're going to come back and testify on this network that he done moved up and has opened up a new position for somebody else to get a job. So we thank you today that it's finished, Lord, and we thank you that it's complete. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Minister Sharon.
God bless you.
Amen. I want y'all to know Friday Night Live is starting back up in February. We're in revival this month, but we will be kicking back off in the first Friday of February. Yes, yeah, the first Friday of February, we'll be kicking that back off. We want everybody to get out here and let's have a good time. Friday Night Live at EST's P2P and the Now Network. Anybody else, go ahead and dial one right now. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome. Let's talk Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
How are you?
Well, how are you doing, man of God? How are you today, tonight?
Oh, I'm excellent. I'm excellent. Legs a little sore. I had to walk about 3 miles to get to my destination. But, hey, got some exercise in today.
Well, praise the Lord. I listened to you today on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose.
Oh, this morning. Oh, yes, this morning. That was a good word. I listened to it,
this
too.
This morning, it was awesome, man of God. Wake up. Get up. And move in your purpose.
Yes.
Awesome. And you've been like that all day. I'm listening at you tonight. Still on fire for God.
Still on fire.
Still on fire for God.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, glory.
Let's talk Jesus. Still on fire for God. And that's the way we got to be, men and women of God, on fire for God.
Consistently.
consistently on fire for God. And that's what we need to be. We need to be on fire for God. We need to walk like God, talk like God. We need to act like God. Even when he walked on the water, if he could walk on the water, we can walk on the water.
That's so right. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. When he told Peter, one word he said to Peter, he said, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat and Peter started walking on the water. What Jesus do, we could do it. Because he said, greater things I can do because I go to my Father. Are y'all there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
He said, what I do, Jesus is saying what he do, we could do it. And even greater things we can do because he said, I go to my Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Let's walk like Jesus, y'all.
Come on now.
Let's talk like Jesus. Let's walk like him. Let's talk like him. Let's act like him. Let's love like Jesus. Come on, somebody. Let's don't just play Jesus. Don't fake him. Oh, I was reading the other night where a scripture came to me. Faith till you make it.
That's right.
Faith till you make
it. Not faith. Faith. Yes.
Till you make it. And that is awesome tonight. Talk like Jesus. Let's talk like Jesus.
Yes,
and I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. And y'all don't know, ever since a couple of weeks ago, I've been on fire for God. My life is not the same. I've been changed. I've been rearranged. I'm not the same. I'm just not the same. Everywhere I go, I'm sharing Jesus.
Yes.
I'm sharing that testimony. Oh, it was such a, oh, Jesus, Lord, Father, thank you. Who want to walk like Jesus? Me?
Me.
Who want to talk like him? Me.
Me.
Who want to love like him? Me.
Me.
I am like Jesus. Because when Jesus hung on the cross and he tilled his head and he said it's finished, it was finished for me. It was finished for you all. Jesus did it on the cross. Even the Garden of Gethsemane. I love it. Yes. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to be like him. I want to love like him. I want to be like Jesus. Nobody else but Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
and
you.
I heard you, Minister Callum. I heard you. And I know your prayer. I was thinking about you today. God got so much for you to do. But you got to go ahead on and walk like Jesus. Minister Callum, you got to walk like Jesus. Talk like him. Act like
my
him.
My God.
Be
yes,
like
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
Come on, if we talk about Jesus tonight, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk like him. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, somebody.
Heal.
I heard the pastor. The young man there, because I know I'm here. When I was Jesus, when I was in that prep room, whatever kind of room you call it, I saw a cloud. I saw so much. I never saw, oh, Jesus, Lord, it was a vision, y'all. And God just took over. And everybody that would come in, come down the hallway, come to the nurses station, they want to say, why is that lady? But it ain't about me, Pastor E. Man of God, it ain't about me. Y'all need to hear me this night. When I get off this line, it ain't about me. Because I can't do nothing on my own. I can't do nothing on my own.
Ooh, amen.
It's not me. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about God. God came into my heart one day when I was 13 years old. And that's when I really received Christ. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire. Y'all, my life haven't been the same. And now the devil tried to attack my body. And I'm going to tell y'all, God is awesome. And I'm going to share it everywhere I go till Jesus comes, because I've never experienced nothing like that before. If you're going through something in your body, and the devil, that's the enemy trying to attack you, go ahead on and walk like Jesus. Go ahead on and act like him. Call out to him. Because the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall is a promise. And that's what I told him in that prep room. Do y'all mind if I preach a minute sermon? Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. When you look at that word shall, it's a promise. It's a promise. He said, I'll save you. I'll save you. Somebody on the line tonight need to be saved. Not only do you need to be saved, but you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hello, somebody.
We right here. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Hello, somebody.
Come
I got a preaching spirit on me tonight. My mama cheated about. And Pastor Eve, I heard you say it, man of God. Things that you say is on the air. It's some things that I hear you say. And you remind me so much of me when we talk, when we speak, when we preach, we talk the word. You play songs, that them songs comes in my spirit, and you play them songs. And I say, oh, man of God, I didn't tell you to play that. I say, but you done got, oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all need to hear something like, God is good. Y'all better shut up about shedding cold state. God is good. He's good.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
And everybody, they got somebody on this line tonight. I don't know who you are, but you know. You know. God is speaking to you right now. I heard you, Pastor E, talk about the lady out there in the pub with the money.
Yes.
She didn't want to receive it, but you walked up to her and you told her, receive it.
Freely.
She needed to hear that. Receive it. Receive it.
Yes.
Receive it. Because that was a blessing for her, from those people to her. And she had to receive it because it was for her. God was blessing her, but she didn't know. But now she knows. God is real.
Ooh, Jesus. Yes, she does.
God is real. He's real. He's real. Down in my soul, he's real.
He's real. Hallelujah.
And all I want to say this, and I'm off the line, God is turning some things around for us. He's turning some things around. You see, 2019 is a year of elevation. And y'all haven't seen nothing yet because God going to turn some things around that y'all all going to be up a sheep. God is doing so much on this now network. But he had me here for a reason. I need y'all to hear me. All of those have heard me before. You know my name. You know where I live. And I heard this man on that just now, Pastor, what's his name, Ali? I have a daughter out there. What part of California are you all?
He's in San Diego.
Well, that's, I have a daughter out there. She's been out there since Friday. She's on a Mary Kay conference. And she's out there for this conference. And I say, I pray for her that she be okay and things go well on her behalf. And Pastor Ali, you should have been on this line too. God got something for you.
Yes.
God got something for you. When you come on this line, you watch.
My God. Now we have several covenant partners in San Diego. So if something happens or she needs help or needs a friend, give us a call. We Minister Charlene is in San Diego also. She does
yes.
Women Speak Now on Monday. She lives in San Diego. So We got family down there.
I want to let y'all know she's out there. She's been out there since Friday morning, left out at 3 a.m. And she won't be
Amen.
Back until tomorrow night. But Pastor E, man of God, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep preaching Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep
preach Jesus.
Jesus. Preach Jesus. And I'm going to say one thing. You promised me something, and I haven't forgotten it. I still want my T-shirt, Preach Jesus.
Oh, let me write that down right now. See, it ain't nothing. It's nothing wrong with reminding somebody, especially when they spoke it. Preach Jesus T-shirt.
Preach
what size?
Jesus.
What size?
Preach Jesus.
What size? Text me.
I need a
text
large.
Text me your size. Text me your size.
I need a large.
All right, we got you. All right, we have another caller. We got one more caller.
I heard you said today you have lost some weight. And I tell you
yes,
what,
ma'am.
When I was on NPO, God took care of me. And I tell you, I'm not going to say too much, but God is so good.
Amen.
And I want that T-shirt. And it's another
gonna get
one.
It.
I'm needed. Yes.
You're going to get it. I'm going to do it tomorrow for sure. I got it on my I have a list here of things to do tomorrow, and it's like third on the list, but I'm going to bump it up to number one so I get it done.
Oh, praise God.
God bless you. We love you.
One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I love you too, but I want to say one more thing. It's some things that I need to talk about, and I need to say one thing. God is God. And he don't need nobody else. God is God all by himself.
By himself.
And it's a song that you need to play. And I can't get it right now, but I tell you what. You got to keep this Now Network going.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to keep it going. You can't let nothing stop you. Nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you, man of God.
Amen. I received that.
And I'm through. I done said what I had to say, and I'm through. And I love God. And I hope everybody on that know I'm a woman of God. I'm a woman of faith. I'm a warrior. I preach till hell freezes over. Because I know
Amen.
Who I am in Christ. I know
Hallelujah.
Who I am. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you,
and
woman of God.
I want to say to everybody, y'all have a good night.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Area code 619, last 4-4-4-2. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Hamilton. It's the Minister Shekinah Baye.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling also to remind everyone I made a mistake on Saturday by saying that love is not abuse of Foundation conference will be on February the 16th, 2019, instead of February the 19th, 2019. So I want to clear that up first of all. I was so wham, I had the dates mixed up. So at the Marriott at Airport Plaza. So come out if you could come out. The event starts at 10 a.m. And you can
and it's going to be a blessing.
Event bright. Yes, it's going to be a blessing. And I really enjoyed the mother right now. I mean, I can feel the anointing just oozing out of her. And she is truly a woman of God.
Truly.
And I just want to say, truly, she's a woman of God. And I was sitting here, I said, well, Lord, what should I say? He said, I am the light of the world. John 8:12 tells us, Jesus is the light of the world. Whoever
yes.
follows me would never walk in darkness, but would have the light of life. But see, today we're following the wrong people. And that's why we're getting in a lot of trouble. Because
yes.
we don't take time out to talk to God about certain things. And that's why you have to get in the presence of God every morning. Sometimes I get up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Also, I have a prayer line. So I get up to pray. No matter how tired I am, Jesus still wakes me up. But when you begin to walk with God, that darkness has to flee. Jesus will shine the light at the club. He'll shine the light in the crack house. He'll shine the light in adultery, in fornication, whatever darkness that you're in. Jesus is his light, because there's nothing impossible for God. All we have to do is just submit ourselves to him, to God. I give up. I know that's what happened to me when I was out there in the clubs and stuff. God, I give up. I surrender. And it's so hard today because this flesh, it just wants to be satisfied 24 hours a day. It wants to be satisfied. But if we just throw up our hands and say, Jesus, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need you right now. These things, sometimes they can get so hard to do, to get out of those bad relationships. Those are the number one, just to getting out of toxic relationships. That's kind of hard to do. But with Jesus, it's nothing too hard. All we have to do is ask him to begin to start. And I tell a lot of people, start reading Psalms 51 when David repented after he had another man's wife killed because of lust. Just start reading it. And I say, you'll begin to have a sense of repentance. And ask God to purge you and cleanse you and wash you from all of your sins. And Jesus will do that because he is the light. All we have to do is get in the light. We have to come out of darkness into Jesus' light. And that's where you'll get your salvation. And that's how you'll be saved. Because some people think it's turn the light on, turn off. No, it's the presence of God. He's calling us. He will say, get up, daughter, and go pray. That means he's telling me, get in the light. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm dragging. I'm trying to get out the bed. Sometimes it's 2. But God wants to spend some time with me.
Yes.
Personal.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get into his presence. God said, tell him, I am the light of the world.
Amen. God. Bless you.
So thank you, Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. It was awesome this weekend. I've gotten so much feedback from the broadcast, live and archive listeners, and people really. I believe we'll announce your event every weekend on Real Talk with Pastor E to remind, because we really feel people need to be a part of what you have going on there, and need to find some victory in their lives. And I believe the team that you put together, that God has anointed to come together, can really speak life into people's lives. And so I'm in total backing of what you're doing, and I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Be blessed.
Bless you. And you just and you just confirmed, I'm going to say to all my covenant members that's on this broadcast every Monday, we did not have a talk about last Monday's broadcast, because you just talked about what our subject was last Monday. Was Let's Talk Jesus, was about Jesus being the light, and the light changes things. And you came right in at confirmation and spoke a word. So y'all better put a check mark by there. You better study last week's lesson some more, because the woman of God just gave you some life to go forward. God bless you, and we look forward to talking to you later, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen. Family, God bless you guys. We really appreciate your input. We really appreciate the time that you've sown into this network. And I thank for all the encouraging words and all of the prophetic sound of God that has went forward, that we all get to a place that we can really appreciate what's been done for us. Amen. I want to say this in closing. Today is MLK Day. Happy MLK Day. But it's something that I want to charge everyone with. Our generation that we are over, or that we are seeing under us, has no idea of the history of our people. They have no. I mean, there's no teaching, no class, no seminars. What it is, you have other people out there discrediting Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, I don't care what you say about a man, but a man of God, keep your mouth off of a man of God. Now, let me share this. My cousin said to me, because I said, I'm getting ready for MLK Day, and he said, why? Well, what MLK ever do for you? I almost fell out. I said, why would you say something like that? Well, I watched Cedric Entertainer, and that's all he said in his comedy thing. I said, well, let me tell you right now, if Dr. King would not have sacrificed his life, because he could have quit, he could have moved, he could have stopped doing what he's doing, he'd probably still be alive today, but he didn't. He sacrificed himself that we could vote, that we could live, that we could own, that we could possess, that we could, everything you see going on right now in ethnic neighborhoods came from Dr. King. We owe him much more. We owe his family much more. We owe his legacy much more to let it go dead and let it die that he wasn't a significant part in our freedom. There would have never been an Obama if it wasn't for Dr. King. There wouldn't have been, there wouldn't be a Jackie Robinson if it wasn't for Dr. King. There wouldn't be any sports stars of ethnic color that would be where they are today without Dr. King. So I dare you to celebrate him. I dare you to share him. I dare you to tell somebody that Dr. King was validated as a leader to take us out the darkness into the promised land. Some of us are experiencing the promised land now, and it's because of Dr. King. Change the way you think, change the way you talk, and start telling our kids. We have to get history back out there for our communities. Churches need to preach once a month on Black history. That's a sermon that our children need to know. Every youth department, every church and youth, every anything institution that youth are part of need to be taught about Black history. Come on, do better. We can all do better. God bless you guys. I hope you didn't take that offensive. If I stepped on your toe, that means your toe was in the way. I'm not throwing rocks. I'm just telling the truth. We must honor the man of God. He did great things for us. We would not be where we are today without Dr. King. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the word that went forth, Lord. We thank you for the confirmation that went forth, Lord. We thank you for the instructions that went forth. But most importantly, we thank you, Lord, that your word has shined on us today. That the light it has went off, and we're now changed by the word. And we're changed by our testimony, and we're changed by our obedience to follow you and do it exactly as you've told us to do. So, Lord, we thank you today that we're different than we came. We thank you today that we're not the same. We thank you today that we are change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of our minds because we choose to. And we thank you today that you made it all possible. Be glorified, be magnified. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. God bless you, family. Join us tomorrow night for the Prophet's Closet. You know, Pastor Dwayne is going off part two of the closet.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.